Waltham Tula Road Rage. By the way, I believe in the Esslinger years, it was Smiling Glenn Mason who was coaching Minnesota. But Esslinger, again, from a pro standpoint, he had a problem because you can't have a 265-pound center in the National Football League, even with the advent of zone blocking, which was started in Denver. But from a collegiate standpoint, Greg Esslinger at 265 pounds is the singular greatest zone blocker I've ever seen. And he paved the way for that entire dominant running attack. And they just ran all over people. Number 40, Ramona. By the way, Ramona, Texter has said, I don't know how you do it well, but this list is spot on. Another Texter says, I know how Deb Tula does it. He's answering. He says, the king of it. He said, that's how. No one but the great Deb Tula could ever have a Minnesota center on a list like this. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Number 40, Ramona. We're staying with offensive line. Number 40 is Lane Johnson of Oklahoma. One of the greatest collegiate offensive line athletes the game has ever seen. One of the greatest pro offensive line athletes the game has ever seen, and still doing it at an advanced age professionally. Enough said. I mean, just a super freak athlete. And when we're talking about dynamic athletes, offensive linemen count too. John Hanna certainly would have counted. Lane Johnson certainly counts. Number 39, Ramona. Number 39 is Kyler Murray. I believe he made the top 25 in that other list. I can't do that. I think Kyler Murray is a nice athlete. I think that only one team in the NFL would have ever drafted him one, and that was a team coached by Cliff Kingsbury. You know, I just... No one else would ever have drafted him number one. I don't think anyone would have drafted him in the top 10. But a team did. And, you know, and I think collegiately, he was talented. I mean, he still is. There are still elements, though, even at this point in his career, he hasn't figured out. You look at his statistics professionally, and they look pretty good, I mean, overall. But you also have heard all the stuff about his lack of commitment, his unwillingness to participate in film study, all these things. Hopefully they get better this year because I think he has a team that's capable of winning, but those things were also true collegiately. And that's what keeps you from being as special as you could be. Again, this is a tough list. It's a tough list to make. I couldn't put Kyler Murray any higher than this. Number 38. Number 38, Noah said, drafted top 10 to sports. I don't care about other sports, Noah. I know you're an Arizona fan. But again, nobody but Arizona was drafting Kyler Murray one. I mean, they broke all the rules and they drafted him. And quite honestly, he's not played like a number one draft pick. He hasn't played badly. He's played, again, statistically pretty well. But everyone knows the issues. Everyone knows the issues, and those issues were true in college. Now, it's also true he was not blessed with great defense. But even when you consider all those elements, he was dynamic, and that's how he makes the list at this point. But he can't be really much higher than this. Number 38. Double drumble. Number 38 is Odell Beckham Jr. I think one of the terrific football players we have seen collegially and obviously professionally. A dynamic player, unbelievable hands. I mean, just a player with so much more gifted than a guy like Michael Crabtree. It's just not even close. And that's why Odell Beckham Jr. makes this list and Crabtree, you know, doesn't. You know, that's... I don't care. Look, I don't care if your offensive numbers are a complete again, were all those 5,000-yard passers with Mike Leach, were they all great quarterbacks? No, none of them were. They're basically dudes off the street that Mike Leach turned into 5,000-yard passers. Michael Crabtree's sort of the wide receiver version of that. So Odell Beckham, well, he's not. He was actually always great. He was great collegially. He was special. He's great professionally. May have the greatest hands among them that we've ever seen at the receiver position. Tough neighborhood. Number 37, Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly was one of the great collegiate linebackers we've ever seen. He went on to be a great professional linebacker. What people didn't realize about Luke Kuechly, because they judged him for some reason, But what they didn't realize was what a freak athlete Luke Kuechly was. I mean, Luke Kuechly ran like a 4.40, and his sideline to sideline ability was almost unparalleled, in which he proved at the professional level as well. Luke Kuechly makes my list at number 37. Again, really tough list to make. Noah says, because I have to defend him. That's all right, Noah, I get it. Number 36. Man whose life was taken far too early, and we were all cheated out of seeing what he was really capable of becoming. Sean Taylor, the safety out of Miami. Sean Taylor was a freak of an athlete. Enormous, physical, game wrecker. You know, his last year at Miami, I think he had 10 picks on top of everything else. He was turning the National Football League into his own private playground at the time of his death. And that's truly one of the sad stories, but Sean Taylor is certainly one of the 50 greatest players, most explosive, dynamic, everything else that we have seen in college football in the last 50 years. In fact, I feel a level of guilt for putting him this low. But again, that's just the nature of this, the nature of this list. Number 35 is Mike Evans. This is the guy who Johnny Manziel chucked the ball to. And more often it was just chucking the ball, and Mike Evans was the one bringing them in. Mike Evans was an absolute freak collegially. He destroyed Alabama. He destroyed lots of people. And then he went on to the NFL, and he destroyed everybody there. You know, again, hard to have a list like this that doesn't have a Mike Evans on it, given what he did on two levels of football. He's a guy who made Johnny Manziel look a lot better than he was. Mike Evans, number 35. Number 34. Number 34 is Eric Berry. I debated Berry anywhere from 25 to 34. Part of me wanted to put him in the top 25. It's just, again, it's the nature of this list, really tough. Eric Berry was a sensational football player at Tennessee. There was just nothing he couldn't do. He won all the awards. He went on to be an incredible pro. He's one of the great defensive backs I've ever seen play, one of the great safeties I've ever seen play at any level. You know, again, he was phenomenal in the pros too. And like I said, it was just illness that sidetracked his career. But Eric Berry, one of the great college players of all time, and certainly one of the top 50 most explosive dynamic players in the last 25 years. Number 33. You know, I want to read this text because I think this texter is spot on. This is from Kevin in Greenville. He writes, "Walt, Sean Taylor was the Len Bias of his generation. What a loss." I think that's fair. I think it's exactly fair. I mean, Sean Taylor was the football version of Len Bias in basketball. I think that's fair to say. He was that level of talent. He was just an insanely gifted human being who was, you know, also like 6'3.5" and 235. And athletically was just a freak of nature. So, I would agree with that. Number 33, Ramona. 33 is still playing at the age of 36 in the National Football League. He's one of the great college athletes we have seen in the last 25 years. He played like a great athlete. He tested like a great athlete, and he went to the pros and continued to be a great athlete. And he was more than willing to tell you so too. Number 33 is Jalen Ramsey. Part of me wanted to have Ramsey higher than this too. Again, guy is still playing, and he's, no matter what you think of Jalen Ramsey, you know, he's one of the great DBs, one of the great cornerbacks we have seen, both collegially and professionally. You know, he came out in the same draft that Zeke Elliott did. The question for Dallas was either Elliott or Ramsey. They made a quality short-term choice, but the better long-term choice would have been Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, number 33. Number 32. Number 32 is Robert Griffin III. he played in a quarterback friendly offense. Look, we learned a lot of negative things about Art Briles, but Art Briles was an astonishing offensive football coach, and everybody who played for him put up big numbers. That is not to diminish Robert Griffin's talents. He was a great athlete, terrific athlete, great speed, good runner, live arm. In fact, he went to the National Football League, won Rookie of the Year before he damaged his knee. It wasn't Andrew Luck. It was RG3. Once he damaged his knee, his career basically ended, and that was sad. I think that, you know, you're certainly talking about one of the more dynamic athletes. And I believe that the Crawford list had RG3 rated significantly higher than this. I can't put him higher than this, but I think you can make an argument for him to be higher than this. This is like one of the first guys that I think you can still make an argument. I do not think you can make an argument for Hester. I do not think you can make an argument for Crabtree on a list that has to do with explosiveness. I just don't think you can do it. There just wasn't enough talent there. It's sort of, you know, I mean, from a Hester standpoint, strictly as a returner, from the Crabtree standpoint, just overall, there just wasn't enough ability. He was the living, breathing definition of a system player. RG3 wasn't, but he was certainly enhanced by Art Briles. He makes the list at number 32. Number 31, Ramona. Number 31 is Travis Etienne. I had to put Travis Etienne in this mix somewhere. You know, Don Munson to this day thinks Travis Etienne is the greatest ACC football player of all time. I think we forget how good Travis Etienne was because of his last year. But the two prior years, Travis Etienne averaged 8 yards a carry. C.J. Spiller for his career averaged like 5.2 or something. Travis Etienne, those two middle years, averaged 8. He was Mr. Inside. He was Mr. Outside. He learned how to catch the ball. You know, he made one of the great catches and turned it into a touchdown that we've ever seen in a pressure situation from Trevor Lawrence on a ball that was thrown behind him. That explosiveness has always been obvious. You know, like I said, when he came out of high school, he was a 3- or 4-star kid out of Louisiana, and I said then he would be the greatest running back in Clemson football history, and I think he has proven to be just that. And Don, you know, having watched him all these years, thinks even more highly of him than that. Look, I wanted to fit him somewhere around 25. I just couldn't do it, but he has to be in this conversation based on he fits all the elements of this list. He's one of the more explosive football players we have seen in the last 25 years. He just is. Again, two consecutive years playing major college football, averaging 8 yards a carry, proves that. So he's on the list. Texas said, no way Biden was Bias was going to be better than Jordan. Maybe. But Sean Taylor was on his way to being one of the historically great football players in the National Football League. That's the level of player he was going to be. I mean, there's a chance that Sean Taylor would have gone on to be the greatest safety in NFL history. I mean, he had that opportunity. Tess said, wait. Where'd it go? Okay, here. Texas 706 said, emphasized, while I'm biased, I know, but Sean Taylor could do everything. Any safety could do at 6'3", 230. Taylor could have been an All-American running back, wide receiver, tight end, O-linebacker, offensive line, or outside linebacker. Safety, he said, not sure I can have any DB over Taylor. He also returned some punts and kicks for Miami. 10 interceptions his last year at Miami, but also the hardest hitter in college. He got robbed of the Thorpe Award because it originates out of Oklahoma. They gave it to Derek Strait. Yeah, look, again, all those things are true. All of them are true. Everything that the tester said is 100% true. It's just the nature of this list. The list is, I considered Taylor for top 25. It's just the nature of this list. Again, I think Taylor is all those things, and I had mentioned earlier that he had 10 interceptions as a senior as a safety. So that's how good he was. He was just an incredible, incredible football player. Texas said, when I was at Boss Man, just told me to turn down the radio so people could get back to work, thinking about quitting just to hear the rest of the list. Well, don't do that. But Clemson Brad said, that's awesome. Thank you very much. Clemson Badge said, I remember Etienne game versus Louisville as a freshman. Everyone's first look at the best running back in ACC ever. So dynamic. You know, that's who he was. He was just incredibly explosive and special. And you know, the thing that really made him special, he could hit his speed in one step. Like he could be stopped. Like the ball that Trevor threw that was behind him, he had to stop. He stopped, reached back, caught it, and in one step regained his speed. You know, it was that ability, you know, that really made his speed and explosiveness that much more impressive. Okay, we'll take a quick break here. We are at number 30. The last one we had was Travis Etienne at 31. I'll tell you who 30 is on the Road Rage. Most explosive, dynamic athletes of the last 20, football players of the last 25 years. When we get back, quick break.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
What's good, everybody? Devin Kraft here, second in charge at Clemson Sock Shop. If your dad's anything like mine and loves Ninja Turtles, 80s, 90s nostalgia, or has a favorite sports team, go Braves, our socks are tough. And if that's not his vibe, we've got men's clothes, hats, locally made leather goods, and so much more. Clemson Sock Shop is located inside Nuti Boutique at 122 East Main Street on Pendleton Square. Happy Father's Day, and thanks for shopping local and supporting our family business.
Setting the standard for great Mexican food, El Jimador Restaurants in Anderson and Clemson has introduced a new menu with something for everyone. Whether it's El Jimador Elegante on Clemson Boulevard or El Jimador on Highway 81, your choice for Mexican food at lunch and dinner has never been better. You can ask your server how you eat free with an El Jimador frequent diner or beverage card. Welcoming new and old faces alike, discover the spectacular food at El Jimador, two locations in Anderson and Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Summer's right around the corner. Are you going to spend it on that same old dingy deck or dock? No, you're not, because you're the boss of you, and you put it off too long. Whether you're a contractor or building it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials and expertise for any outdoor living project, especially yours. From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, it's all here. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square Clemson offers luxury, assisted living, and memory care options. Dominion is proud of its staff who are experienced in geriatric care and aging, staff who can help navigate the difficult decisions on how to prepare for the care your loved ones need the most. Call today to find out more and schedule a tour. 864-760-8968. Visit us online at DominionSeniorLiving.com.
Rock the Ranch is a family music festival jam-packed with your favorite local food and craft vendors, sweet treat options, face painting, petting zoo, and more. Bring your family on June 14th. Visit RockTheRanchMusicFest.com for tickets while they last.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Text from us still has me laughing. My boss is making me turn the radio down so people can work. He said, I'm thinking of quitting. Go and listen to the rest of the list.
That's pretty wrong.
Let's talk about our good friends at Insurance for Seniors and Disabled a moment. That's my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Look, you need Gary. If you are aging into Medicare, there is no way as a layperson you can navigate any of this. And you can certainly not trust the scoundrels who are all over television, lowlifes and losers. That's me saying that. Gary would never say that. But, you know, Gary is the salt of the earth individual. See, I'm not. but he is. And he's the one you need on your side. Trust me. He's just a special human being who understands this process better than anybody. He's been involved in the sales of Medicare for over 25 years. He's been on Medicare himself for 5 or 6 years. He understands it from both sides. He is truly the expert in the field of Medicare. You've heard the unsolicited testimonials that have poured in about Gary. Additionally, Gary has launched a new service in January working with small to medium-sized employers to help ease the transition of their employees who are retiring. And just like the individual side of the business, all of Gary's expertise comes at zero cost to the individual or the company. So it's a great service to provide your aging employees. If you or a loved one or anyone else you know is contemplating retirement, are working on with Medicare, not company insurance, and wants the smoothest transition, you give our friends at Insurance for Seniors and Disabled a call today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later, 100%. You know, Ramona, just a little aside, can you see the color of my arm over here? Can you see that from there?
Oh, yeah.
How it's purple all the way up and down the backside of my arm.
Yeah, see that.
It's also purple and yellow and black on the other side of it. You know, it's like my fighting days have to be over because, you know, this medicine that I have to take, I don't even know what I was doing the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
It thins the blood, so it causes...
bruises.
It's more than bruises, okay? Like the other day, all right, I hit this top of my arm somehow. I don't even know what I did. I didn't even know I did it, right? And I'm sitting there at the table doing some work, and next thing I know, I had a baseball on top of this arm.
Oh!
A hematoma. Like it came from like nowhere to a baseball. And what you see here is on the other side of the arm, that's all the hematoma like bleeding back into the system. So, yeah. So how about that? That's a benefit. By the way, I had a thought for the day. Austin, Texas is where several Clemson sports teams have recently gone to die. So the answer to that is don't go play in Austin, Texas anymore. Make them come to you. You know what I mean? it's time to make them come to you. Got to get over the top and all that stuff, and I think it's coming. I think it's coming in all of those sports. I think it's coming in football. I think it's coming in softball. I think it's coming. I think it's coming. I don't know how you can look at those two performances and not feel proud about your those respective teams, given what they did. I mean, again, in hindsight, in terms of softball, I just don't think it's a huge leap in logic to think Clemson might have been the best team in the country. I don't. I mean, I know they lost. I still don't know exactly how they lost. I'm sure, you know, when I sit there and relive it, I'm sure John Rittman relives it constantly. And I don't think he's really questioned himself. You know, you go back to the eighth inning situation where they had runners on second, third, and nobody out. I heard Coach with Kwok, and I think he was asked about that situation, and he basically said, because again, it was all over social media. I got it all over the night before. Why didn't Clemson bunt? Why didn't Clemson bunt? And he said, well, softball is not baseball. That was his answer. He said, you know, when you're going against a pitcher who has a good rise ball, it's hard to lay down a bunt. I get that. I still bet he's questioned that decision. I'm not saying he wouldn't have done the same thing. You know, it's just it was just fate. It's just the way it worked out. I mean, you know, 99 out of 100 times, Clemson's probably winning that game. I mean, you know, we talk about luck being involved in all championships. How much luck was involved for Texas? Second, third, nobody out, eighth inning, they're done. They're about to lose 2-0 in their own building. And then Texas goes on basically to sort of win the championship with relative ease. The only team that had them in trouble, big time trouble, was Clemson. Any case, all right, back to it. We are at number, what number are we at? We are at number 30. Number 30 was just selected in the recent NFL draft. Number 30 is Ashton Gentee. Ramon's in there waving her hands at me because apparently I'm not giving her the teams when I say it. So it's Boise State, Ramon. It's Boise State. Ashton Gentee was just a phenom. He was a phenom a year ago, but he was an even bigger phenom, an absolute phenom this year, a complete freak of nature, rushed for over 1,800 yards, averaged over 7 yards a carry. Really nobody could stop him. And I think he's going to go to the NFL. I don't think anyone's going to stop him there either. He's LaDainian Tomlinson. That's who he reminds me of. He's that level of player. And so he makes this list at number 30. And that, again, I think goes to show you how difficult a list this is to make. Like I said, you basically have 50 players for 25 years. So you have two players per year in terms of the compilation of this list. So Ashton Gentee makes my list at number 30. Number 29. Number 29 is Tavon Austin, West Virginia. I do believe the other list has Tavon Austin in the top 25. I can't do that. I think Tavon Austin was a nice little player. I think that he was fairly dynamic playing at the level that West Virginia was playing at. Most of those years were in the Big East where the competition wasn't great. He did not average. He averaged like 12 yards a reception. He wasn't as dynamic as people think. He did impact the return game. He was an undersized receiver. You know, when you look at what he did, again, because explosiveness is part of this, when you look at what he did from a combine perspective, his numbers are hard to understand because he was credited with a 4.34, but none of his other numbers correspond with that at all in any way, shape, or form. The vertical wasn't good. The broad jump wasn't good. Nothing was good. There were no other measurables with Tavon Austin that were good. So, again, I think it's a little bit of a system fit. And I think that was proven professionally as well. You know, we've seen a lot of college receivers who go on to the pros. They're not the same thing. Again, we're judging them for college. But when we talk about explosiveness and athleticism, if you have those things, they're going to translate. If you don't have them, they're not. And then that also defines who you actually were collegiately. You know, that there's some truth to be found in that. And the truth about Tavon Austin is he was not as dynamic an athlete as people think. Now, again, I'm not saying he didn't have moments. And I'm not saying that Clemson didn't destroy West Virginia or that West Virginia didn't destroy Clemson. But what I'm saying is, you know, that was before Clemson was Clemson. That was still in the discovery phase of Clemson football. All right. I don't read too much into any of that. I think really good player, collegially explosive, good enough to make this list again when Derek Johnson, the Buckus, the Lambert, and you know the Nagurski winner is at 50, and Will Anderson's at 49, and you make the list at 29, you're pretty good. And that's where he lands, 29. Number 28, Ramona. Ooh, I got a lot of texts here. A lot of texts. What's tied 6-6? What is tied 6-6? Arizona and Coastal are tied at 6? Wow, it was just 2-2, like seemingly moments ago, and Coastal had taken a 3-2 lead. I hadn't been paying attention to that. Okay, we'll get you some scores on that, too. Number 28, Ramona. 28 just had a sensational rookie season. 28 is Malik Nabers, the LSU freak wide receiver. I think Nabers is, you know, if you actually look at the National Football League right now, like four or five of the top six receivers in the entire National Football League are all LSU products, and Nabers is the latest of them. You know, they just have to find a way to stretch the field and find somebody who can throw the ball to him. As soon as they do, he's a excuse me. He has an enormous problem. He has blinding speed, blinding athleticism. He's super explosive. We saw that collegiately. He ran a 4.32, and all of his on-field production showed 4.32. It wasn't, you know, it was legitimate. That's the athlete he is. He's an absolute freak of nature, and it's hard to keep him out of the top 25. Again, I think much more explosive, actually, than Tavon Austin, a much better athlete than Tavon Austin, and that's how he makes the list at 28. Again, the nature of this list. Tess said, do you see the tight end being a big weapon for Clemson this year or predominantly blocking? Look, I think there's some talent at tight end, so I don't think it's going to be predominantly blocking, but there's a lot of talent at wide receiver, and there's only one football. That's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have when you have enough talent that it poses everybody else issues. And I think that's what's going to happen in terms of Clemson football this year, which, again, is why I have Clemson playing for national championship. Number 27, Ramona. Again, tough list. Number 27 is Derrick Henry. I mean, what's to say? The guy destroyed college football. He went to the National Football League, Alabama, Ramona.
Thank you.
Went to the National Football League and has destroyed the National Football League. I mean, you know, he ran for 2,200, 2,300 yards in a single season at Alabama. That's saying something in the SEC. I mean, you're talking about a running back who weighs 255 pounds and who has good long speed, who runs away from people at 255 pounds. That's almost never been true in the history of the game. There are very few individuals. Well, actually, there's really nobody like this in the history of the game, and it was true then. You know, one of the funny things about Derrick Henry was he was originally committed to Georgia. And look, I've done this for a while, all right? When he was originally committed to Georgia, Ramona, Georgia people were calling me and saying, the next Herschel, Walt, we got the next Herschel. We got the next Herschel. This was before the U.S. Army All-American game, right? And then Henry had a change of heart and decided to go to Alabama. And I swear, Ramona, as God's my witness, with those same Georgia people started calling me and writing me and saying, well, he's nothing but a linebacker. He's never going to play running back. He's nothing but a linebacker. I watched him in the U.S. Army All-American game. I came on the next day and I said, you people are full of crap. That dude is a running back all the way, all the way. And I said, I've never seen anybody like him. Never. So, yeah. They said Earl Campbell 2.0. Right. Exactly. I mean, just an absolute monster and even bigger. You know, I mean, this is the biggest human. I mean, Jacobs of the Giants and formerly of LSU, who was part of the Cadillac Williams, Ronnie, or the Cadillac and Ronnie Brown backfield, Cadillac Williams, Ronnie Brown backfield. He was one of the biggest backs I've ever seen. His son's here now, by the way. 6'5", and what did he weigh? 240, 245, 250? I don't know. You know, Christian Okoye was probably a little like that, but I'm not sure we've ever seen anybody quite like Derrick Henry. It sort of pains me that I don't have him two spots higher somehow and that he's not in this top 25 because it certainly feels like he ought to be. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Then there are 26, one more, and then we'll get to the top 25. Again, if you just look at the names that have appeared on this list from 27 down to 50, you understand this undertaking and how great all these players and names are.
Where
and
are we now? 27, right?
We're at Derrick Henry was 27.
Okay.
We're on 26. 26 we'll tell you about when we return.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Here in the Upstate, we take care of each other. As your local internet provider, that's Upcountry Fiber's promise to you. We're proud to bring you a connection strong enough to handle anything, like the Zoom interview for your dream job, streaming the newest TV show, or all your grandkids and their devices descending on your home. Upcountry Fiber brings up reliable internet service for your kids' virtual school day or remote work-from-home job, even in the most rural areas. Upcountry Fiber. A stronger connection starts here. Learn more today at upcountryfiber.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Attention business owners, are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom-suited to their needs and objectives.
Hi friends, Mickey Plawler here. We would be delighted if you join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plawler Show right here on The Roar. Big review show. We're going to review the U.S. Open from Oakmont, the opening weekend of the College World Series, review Major League Baseball series between the Braves and the Rockies and the Yankees and the Red Sox. Also, we'll be doing the show from the beach. So as tradition, we'll start talking an awful lot of college football. Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plawler Show right here on The Roar.
The Upstate's home for the 18-time NL East champs, the Atlanta Braves.
Here's Michael Harris. Michael swings and hits one way up in the air. Deep right center field. Back to the wall it goes. Streaking out of the ballpark. It's a two-run home run by Michael Harris as the kid strikes again.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. You want in on this conversation? You can get in. Ramona, give me a let's pause here and give me a U.S. Open leaderboard update, if you will, in the unique way that you deliver such updates.
All right, Spahn is it moved minus four. Lawrence is minus four.
So he's hanging in. Is he done?
No, he's through 11.
Who is?
Spahn.
Okay.
Lawrence is minus four. He's through six, or at six, or whatever. Burns is minus three. He's finished.
Big showing by him today.
Dietrich is minus two. He's at nine. Hovland is minus one. He's finished. Adam Scott is even. He's at 11. Ben Griffin is even. He's at 11.
He was minus three a short time ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Stevens is even. He's at seven. Perez is plus one. He's finished. Kim is plus one. He's at 10.
So the course is beating these guys down. So what about my man, as you say, Xander Souffle?
Souffle. I had it in my head, and now you knocked it right out. Way to go. I had it. You said it earlier, so I thought, oh, okay, I got to remember that. And then you say souffle, yeah, which doesn't help me. Yeah. Thank you.
So what's he at?
He's at plus three. He's on 11.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's all gone terribly wrong for my man Xander. I'm afraid to even ask about Jon Rahm.
Oh, I forgot to look for him.
Yeah, I don't think I want to even know.
Let me look
down here.
Plus four.
Oh,
he's finished.
That's no good. So he's plus four, and Souffle is.
No, I'll never get it.
Is plus.
I had it in my head. You said it earlier, and I thought, okay, the next time we do it, I need to know that's what it is, and then you
What is Rory McIlroy at? Because last we knew he was plus eight.
He was. Okay, let me look down there.
Yeah, look way down there. I'm happy.
The cut is plus six.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to make it. Yeah.
Oh, here he is. He's plus eight.
He's still plus
he's
eight?
He's at 11.
He's at 11?
Yeah.
Man, that is way less than that's way less than good. Rory McIlroy apparently
is this a tough course.
Apparently not. Yes, it is.
All these higher people are plus.
The course the course
Stephen Evans at the top.
Yeah, the course is beating the players, which I sort of like. I sort of like.
That Spahn guy's even today.
Yeah, well, look, he's not staying there. I mean, I'll be shocked.
He's been there since yesterday.
Yeah, you know, look, there are lots of 2-day leaders at the U.S. Open. We'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out.
See, the disclaimer comes out.
Well, yeah, you can lead after 2 days, and that's about when the pressure starts to kick in.
I got you.
When the pressure starts to kick in. Look, there are a lot of pretenders on that leaderboard right now.
How could they be pretenders? Because they're winning.
Because they're
what the hell does that make you a pretender?
Because it doesn't matter if you're winning after 2 days. You have to be winning after 4 days. So we'll find out.
Well, you got.
Okay. So all right. Here's what I'm saying. All right. All right. Listen now. Write the 10 names down that are on the leaderboard right now.
I'm not doing all that.
No. You started this. So
I'm ending it.
Jotting down your other stuff. It's like 10 short last names. Jot the 10 names down that are the leaders right now, and we'll see how many of them are still
there on Sunday.
We'll find out how many of them are still there at the end. Because I'm guessing
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be sitting here on Sunday.
Well, no, we'll talk about it Monday, Sherlock.
Hey, careful.
We'll talk about it Monday.
You almost shush me.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so busy, I'd get you back.
Yeah. So, yeah, write those names down, and we'll find out how many of them are still there. Run those 10 down one more time quickly.
Spahn.
Yeah.
-4.
Yeah, go.
Burns, quickly. I'm reading it quickly.
I just want the names. Just want the names.
Spahn, Burns, Lawrence, Dietrich, Hovland, Scott, Griffin, Stevens, Perez, Kim, Henley, Koepka, McIntyre.
Okay.
And some guy I can't pronounce named Max.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll bet you there aren't more than two of those guys who are still there on Sunday.
I'm not betting you anything.
I'm saying two. Two max of those of the 10 that are up there now. I think only two of them will be there on Sunday. After Sunday, we'll see. All right, Ramona, number 26.
We're on 26? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 26.
Johnny Manziel.
Funny that you didn't notice I was stalling. 26 is Johnny Manziel.
You were stalling. Why?
Yeah.
You were stalling.
I had the thing now.
Oh, yeah.
Manziel.
Oh, no, I knew that.
Okay, where did he play?
You think you're tricky. Yeah, Texas A&M.
I know I am.
Johnny Manziel, 26. He almost makes the list. You know, the wild child stuff keeps him out of it. I mean, he was really, he was dynamic. He was explosive.
Is he playing anywhere now?
Yeah, hell no, he's not. No, I don't know what he's doing now. Living off daddy's.
Okay.
Living
so
off
he's
daddy's,
not playing football anymore.
No, living off daddy's money somewhere. Yeah, probably on a party boat. But you know, he had demons, obviously. But at his best, he had some sensational performances against Alabama. But again, I think his demons were true then too. And so I think he was subject to these wild bouts of inconsistency. And so that's why he can't be higher than this. You know, he gets close to it, but he can't be higher than this. He is 26.
Can I ask if somebody's on the list? You don't have to tell me, I guess. Is Stetson Bennett on the list?
No.
Oh, man! Snubbed again! Not even for his two titles in a row, you know, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I did think about putting him on the list.
Why didn't you?
Because just the nature of the names on the list. I could have put him on the list. Maybe I should have.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, maybe I should have. So,
he gets no credit for anything.
I know, it's a shame.
And it's a Georgia player.
Yeah, it is. It's a shame. So 50 through 26. Do you want to read them off?
No, you can.
50 was Derek Johnson, a Texas linebacker. Again, won the Buckus, won the Jack Lambert, won the Nagurski, won everything there was to win. 49, Will Anderson, sort of the same deal. 48, Trevor Lawrence. 47, Dalvin Cook. 46, DeSean Jackson. 45, Ted Ginn. 44, Sammy Watkins. 43, Ed Oliver, Houston defensive tackle. 42, Andrew Luck. 41, Greg Esslinger, Outland Trophy winner and Remington winner and greatest zone blocker in history. 40, Lane Johnson, super freak offensive lineman. 39, Kyler Murray. 38, Odell Beckham Jr. 37, Luke Kuechly. 36, Sean Taylor. 35, Mike Evans. 34, Eric Berry. 33, Jalen Ramsey. 32, Robert Griffin III. 31, Travis Etienne. 30, Ashton Gentee. 29, Tavon Austin. 28, Malik Nabers. 27, Derrick Henry. 26, Johnny Manziel. And then there were 25.
Yes. You're not going to do it like you used to?
How did I used to?
You'd say number 25. You're not ready to do that?
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing. Yeah. Right. Just like we just did. Yeah. Like we're going to follow the same pattern we've used for 2 hours.
I know, but you said number 25. This happened the other day. The other day you said.
I don't know how you don't understand this stuff after like 2 hours.
The other day you said number 25 or something like that, and then you pause for a long time. That's why I'm asking.
Number 25.
Thank you. You have to be consistent.
Cam Newton. I cannot have Cam Newton. I cannot have Cam Newton at 1, 2, 3 or any of that stuff. I don't see it. I think that his greatest strength was that he was bigger than everybody else. He was 6'6", still is. And he was dynamic in that regard. But my problems with Cam Newton are, one, he was allegedly NIL before NIL. But my real problem with him is one season. He had one season. I mean, he was at Florida. He had issues there, allegedly involving a computer. He wound up at Auburn after junior college at Blinn. And he led a team to a national championship, got a lot of breaks along the way, had a lot of help. Nick Fairley at defensive tackle was a big part of his help. But every quarterback has help. But he threw for 2,800 yards, and he played pretty well in the biggest games. But this is a tough list. And 1 year of 2,800 yards passing – in which your team won a national championship just doesn't get you to the top of the list. It just doesn't. There's just no way. I mean, it's not good enough. It doesn't compare with what other people have done. You know, had he played 2 years, had he played another year, whether he won a national title or not, he played another year where he was productive, where he threw for 3,000 yards and had a good touchdown to interception ratio, these type of things. Okay, but that's not there. That's not there. And therefore, I can't elevate him on the magnitude of this list with the type of players' names that you just heard from where any of those players that I just listed could well be in front of him, maybe should be. I mean, you know, it's to elevate him beyond this, I think is just wrong. Again, this is a list that guys like Tebow don't even make. So, look.
I guess Tebow didn't make the list.
No, he did not. He did not make the list. And so it's a list like a guy like him, like Tebow didn't even make. And look, I knew what Cam Newton was going to be. You know, when he was the backup at Florida, I said the backup's better than the starter. I said people just haven't seen it yet. And I think he eventually proved that. But again, they had a magical season. Things went their way. They caught a wave. But he threw for 2,800 yards and he was just a 1 year player. So you can't get higher than 25 with those type of qualifications on this list. The neighborhood is just way too rich for that. It's just, It's just too crowded, too difficult. Number 24, Ramona. Number 24 is one of my favorite football players ever, Terrence Newman, Kansas State cornerback. Terrence Newman won the Thorpe Award. He was the Big 12 100-meter champion. He ran a 10 200-meter. He was a champion in the 60 meters as well. He was a super freak athlete who was still playing cornerback in the National Football League at age 39. That tells you all I need to know. In his final year at Kansas State, he went to Kansas State as a walk-on. His final year at Kansas State, he had 4 kick and punt returns for touchdowns. He was a player who, in Manhattan, they would chant his name whenever moments became big. They would chant, Terrence Newman, and then he would just deliver.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home.